And what you're going to find out when we get into the big circle is they're going to say, when I asked them how was the experience for them, they were very frustrated. They were very angry. They couldn't get to their, they couldn't get the services they needed. There was long lines to wait in. Same thing that everybody experiences every day.
And if, you know, I was at one table where someone was being turned down, that they ran out of something, that's something that people face. That
absolutely,
need services, right?
Absolutely. They run out of things, or they have gone to an agency to get services, and all of a sudden the people that are working are on lunch, and they've already been waiting for an hour, so they have to sit there and wait some more. We call that agency time, where individuals who live in poverty, don't have the resources, are experiencing a lot of time. Their whole day is spent at different agencies, filling out paperwork, getting things that they need. Whereas someone with resources, it would take a couple hours for us in the day to get things done. It takes all day for someone who lives in poverty.
Okay, right. Is there anything else, Rhonda, that I might not have asked you that you think is important for us to, you know, tell this story?
I just think that everybody has to realize that poverty affects us all, and in order to make a difference in our community, we all have to work together. Individuals have to learn how to maneuver in our society that's built on middle class norms. We can't assume that everyone knows what we call the hidden rules, so that they have to, we have to teach everybody and be able to understand each other so that we can make a difference.